This is session 1 of stage 5 of our Road to Quran Mastery series. This is the 5th and the last stage of our Tajweed Marathon. And the last stage is about the topic full mouth and empty mouth letters. This topic is one of the easiest in Tajweed, but it doesn't make it any less important. And in this first session, we'll have a look at the first segment of letters which are full mouth letters. So, let's get started. First of all Arabic letters can be categorized into three categories when it comes to how you pronounce them when you recite the Quran. First, full mouth letters, or in Arabic, al-huruf al-mufakhama. Second, is empty mouth letters, or in Arabic, al-huruf al-muraqqaqa. And last is the letters that can be both. So they could be full mouth or empty mouth. And today we'll learn about the first category, and that is the full mouth letters. As the name suggests, with full mouth letters, you try and fill your mouth with the sound of the letter by making your mouth more hollow from the inside, making the letter resound more in your mouth to give it a fuller feel. And you're going to try and do this with a total of 7 letters. They form the word خص ضغط قض. So they are خاء صاد ضاد غين طاء قاف and ضاء. And before we proceed and talk more about full mouth letters, it is very important to know how to properly pronounce these letters. So, if you have any problems pronouncing any of these letters, it is highly recommended that you check out this playlist, which will take you to my pronunciation series of How to Speak Like an Arab, in which I explain how you should properly pronounce all the special Arabic sounds, including the ta, dad, ghain, kha, and all these letters. You'll find the link for this playlist in the description. So, these 7 letters will always be full mouth. Let's compare how they look and sound like if they are pronounced properly to when they are mispronounced. Kha, khalidin. Khe, khalidin. Dha, dhahirin. Dha, ظاهرين غ غيب غ غيب. So you try and fill your mouth with these letters to make them as full as you can. Let's see how they sound like in an example.
ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه.
As you have heard, we say غيب, not غيب. We say خلقه, not خلقه. And we say نفخ, not نفخ. Finally, it is important to know that there are degrees of how full these letters get. This depends on which letter follows them in the word and what kind of vowel they have. I'm going to highlight the highest and lowest degrees of full mouth letters, since they are the clearest and most important to know. So the full mouth letters have the highest degrees of full mouth when these letters have fatha and or are followed by an alif, like in these examples.
خالدين فيها خالدين فيها لا يخف يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين وما هم عنها بغائبين بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه.
So these full mouth letters are at the highest degrees of full mouth, since they have either fatha or they are followed by alif, or they have both. But when these letters have kasra, then they are at the lowest degrees of full mouth. In fact, they are almost empty mouth. Let's look at these examples and compare how they sound like.
وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا.
So, full mouth letters, or al-huruf al-mufakhama, are seven. They form the word خُص ضغط قَض. When you pronounce them, you try and fill your mouth with them. They are at their highest when they have fatha, and or they are followed by an alif. And they are at the lowest if they have kasra. Now it's time for the recitation of this episode. Today's recitation is from Surah Ghafir.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hamim. Tanzilul kitabi minallahil azizil alim ghafiriz dhanbi wa qabilit tawbi shadidil iqabi dhit tawul لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير ما يجادل في آيات الله إلا الذين كفروا فلا يغررك تقلبهم في البلاد كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح والأحزاب من بعدهم وهمت كل أمة برسولهم ليأخذوه وجادلوا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق فأخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب.
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this episode. Today's questions are from the 24th juz. The first question. And you will see the angels hovering around the throne, glorifying their Lord with praise, and it will be judged between them equitably, and it will be said, Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The second question. A believing man from Pharaoh's family, who had concealed his faith, said, Are you going to kill a man for saying, My Lord is God? And he has brought you clear proofs from your Lord? If he is a liar, his lying will rebound upon him. But if he's truthful, then some of what he promises you will befall you. God does not guide the extravagant impostor. Were you able to find the corresponding verses with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in session 2.